Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Museum of Extraordinary Things by Alice Hoffman. Read by Judith Light, Grace Gummer, and Zach Appleman. I have heard what the talkers were talking, the talk of the beginning and the end. But I do not talk of the beginning or the end. Walt Whitman, Song of Myself.
Chapter 1. The World in a Globe. You would think it would be impossible to find anything new in the world. Creatures no man has ever seen before, one-of-a-kind oddities in which nature has taken a back seat to the coursing pulse of the fantastical and the marvelous. I can tell you with certainty that such things exist, for beneath the water there are beasts as huge as elephants with hundreds of legs, and in the skies, rocks thrown alit from the heavens burn through the bright air and fall to earth. There are men with such odd characteristics they must hide their faces in order to pass through the streets unmolested, and women who have such peculiar features they live in rooms without mirrors. My father kept me away from such anomalies when I was young, though I lived above the exhibition that he owned in Coney Island, the Museum of Extraordinary Things. Our house was divided into two distinct sections. Half we lived in, the other half housed the exhibitions. In this way, my father never had to leave what he loved best in the world. He had added on to the original house, built in 1862, the year the Coney Island and Brooklyn Railroad began the first horse-drawn carriage line to our city. My father created the large hall in which to display the living wonders he employed, all of whom performed unusual acts or were born with curious attributes that made others willing to pay to see them. My father was both a scientist and a magician, but he declared it was in literature wherein we discovered our truest natures. When I was only a child, he gave me the poet Whitman to read, along with the plays of Shakespeare. In such great works, I found enlightenment and came to understand that everything God creates is a miracle, individually and unto itself. A rose is the pinnacle of beauty, but no more so than the exhibits in my father's museum, each artfully...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?